It's Black Friday edition of Lunchtime with the Oldies on Herb Day Radio. Hello there. Lunchtime with the Oldies brought to you by the Sugar Shack, 132 South High in Hillsboro. While you're out shopping, stop by and see Joe and Helen. Take some of the chocolates home. Take some of the mixed nuts home. The saltwater taffy. Oh, is it ever good? Well, Sarah, Kim, Lisa, and the girls in the Cincinnati Northgate area shopping today and grooving to the fun oldies on Herb Day Radio. They wanted this from their earls to help make the shopping day a little more party-like. Be careful with that partying out there, ladies.
Remember, 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 remember this and remember that.
Now and then, remember then.
Remember, 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 remember,
remember,
remember, remember,
all your fun oldies favorites all the time, Herb Day Radio. It's Lunchtime with the Oldies. 937-661-6110 is our listener lines this afternoon. If there's something you'd like to hear, or drop us an email at herbdayradio@yahoo.com. Let us hear from you today. The Spaniels were an important part of what we do here at Fun Oldies. They were a doo-wop group best known for the hit Good Night, Sweetheart. Good night on Lunchtime with the Oldies.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby, don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Mother, oh, and your father, like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart.
Lunchtime with the Oldies continues here on Herb Day Radio, the Black Friday edition of Lunchtime with the Oldies, brought to you by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. I was talking with Robert a little while ago at Mount Orb. He said he would love to get out and join in the festivities of Black Friday, but first, he has to get a job.
Get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. You made me money to buy this time. So get me out of my bed and crying for the job. Sha-la-la-la. You're after breakfast every day. So though the warnings ran my way, I never felt the same. Well, Lord, when I get the paper, I read it through and through. And my girl never fails to say, if there is any work for me. I'm gonna go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
preaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
How can I help you?
Hello, Mr. Day. This is award-winning barrister, that's attorney for the dense and intellectual capacity like yourself. I'll sue you.
Great. How can I help you today?
I was calling to see if you knew how I could reach the Highland County Commissioner's offices.
Which commissioner?
There's more than one.
Yes, there are three.
Seems like a lot of people. You know, there's only one Commissioner Gordon on Batman.
Well, these commissioners aren't like a police commissioner. They conduct the business of Highland County.
Highland County has enough business for three people.
What do you need the commissioners for anyway?
Well, I simply wanted to get Batman's telephone number from them.
Batman's number?
Yeah, he has Batgirl's telephone number. And that's the number I want. Hello? Hello? Hello?
On you, Denise, Denise. I'm so
It's Lunchtime with the Oldies on Herb Day Radio. It's the Black Friday edition, brought to you by the Sugar Shack, 132 South High in Hillsboro. How you doing today, huh? The weekend upon us. We're at the end of the month, brand new month, about ready to start. Carl and Vicky are heading up I-71 this afternoon and listening to the fun oldies on Herb Day Radio. They're heading back to Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Cool thing is, they'll be able to listen to us all the way home. Isn't that neat? They want to hear this from Roy Orbison, the Big O. This is Pretty Woman on Herb Day Radio. On the air.
Herb Day?
Yes.
The Herb Day?
Yes, why?
Oh, I'm just funning with you. I know how much that freaks you out. And I have a lot of time on my hands since...
Death?
Well, Herb, that's not what I was going to say, but I suppose you're right. I mean, it's not... Not like you're not going to face the Grim Reaper one of these days yourself.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Mr. Stewart. I'm so sorry, really.
I owned you for that brief moment, didn't I, Mr. Day? I'm so bad. I suppose I have to get down with my bad self, as I'll sue you, might say.
Oh, very funny, Mr. Stewart.
Well, Mr. Day, yesterday, someone here in the great beyond asked me, Jimmy, if there was just one thing that you could do, that you could put your finger on, that you were good at in life, what would it be? Well, I thought for a moment and said, sleeping.
Sleeping, huh?
Why, yes. I said, I could do it with my eyes closed.
That is funny.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, Mr. Day, but But where do you find a cow with no legs?
I don't know. Where do you find a cow with no legs?
There goes that echo again. Well, you find her exactly where you left her. Oh, yes, he writes garbage for me and then hangs up on me. That's what it's like to be the boss, I see. Hello? Hello?